Major League Soccer playoffs begin tonight when the Dallas Burn take on the Colorado Rapids. For the first time, the 7-year-old men's professional league can promote its postseason with bona fide American World Cup stars. Just 3 months ago, the U.S. men's national team made it to the World Cup quarterfinals, its best ever performance in soccer's biggest international tournament. Many of the players on that team came from Major League Soccer. MLS organizers hope World Cup success can keep their league moving forward. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
By now, U.S. men's soccer fans have caught up on their sleep after those exciting, exhausting early morning televised matches from South Korea. But it's not hard to send fans back into a dreamy haze by recalling the dazzling play of 20-year-old forward Landon Donovan, or the winning goal by Brian McBride in the stunning upset of world power Portugal seen on ESPN TV.
McBride's in the box, a hard cross, McBride scores! It's 3-0 United States!
After the World Cup, McBride resumed his career with the Columbus Crew of Major League Soccer. Whether at home games in Ohio or on the road, McBride heard plenty about the U.S. success.
People coming up saying, I saw my first soccer game and I loved it. We hope that it reaches out to many more people who might not have watched soccer and now might actually say, hey, you know what, let's catch that soccer game.
In fact, attendance was up 6% this year in the 10-team league. The average crowd per MLS game was just under 16,000, the highest attendance figure since the league started in 1996.
I think the World Cup gave the boost that I expected. I didn't think it was going to be just an incredible doubling of the attendance.
But what it did do, says Mike Waitala, executive editor of Soccer America magazine, was convince some of the devoted soccer fans in this country that it was worth their while to go see MLS instead of watching games on TV from foreign leagues.
The World Cup proved that a young American can play in MLS and reach an international class level. You know, we weren't really sure about that before.
But the play of McBride, Donovan, DeMarcus Beasley, and others changed people's minds. And this MLS season also proved the league is not just the national team's stars. The leading scorer was a relatively unknown 22-year-old named Taylor Twellman of the New England Revolution. Brian McBride has played for MLS since it began.
Before you had four or five players on each team that really had effect on the game. Now you have guys in positions that normally wouldn't. They really do.
The depth of the league and the success of MLS players in the World Cup have obscured problems that persist. TV coverage is paltry. Only 2 MLS playoff games will be televised nationally. This year, MLS lost its contract with Spanish-language network Telemundo, which hurt the league's important connection with Hispanic fans. Also, just one team, Columbus, plays in a stadium designed exclusively for soccer. The other 9 teams, says Mike Waitala, are secondary tenants in the stadium. They use.
That's a financial problem because they don't get the type of percentage from parking and concessions that they really need to be more financially profitable.
Next spring, a new stadium complex is scheduled to open in L.A. It'll be the home of the Los Angeles Galaxy, the top seed, as the playoffs open today. It's a sign that the league's investors are moving forward, despite constant questions about whether MLS will survive. Buoyed by this summer's U.S. success in South Korea, perhaps survival means just making it to 2006 and the next World Cup. Tom Goldman, NPR News.